Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
The Garda Commissioner Drew Harris announced significant changes to the structure of An Garda Síochána today, a reduction in the number of divisions, more frontline Gardaí. And while the Commission on the Future of Policing recommended the changes, it was the Garda Inspectorate in a report back in 2015 that originally proposed these changes. I'm joined by Chief Inspector Mark Toland of the Garda Inspectorate. Good evening.
Good evening, Mary.
You've welcomed the changes announced today. How much of what you said in that report back in 2015 has now been taken on board by Drew Harris in what's been announced today?
Well, I think it's important to recognise the significance of this change from a model that's been in existence since 1922. The current management and operating structure we found is hierarchical, it's highly inefficient, and it's top-heavy with managers. So in 2015, we recommended a much leaner organisational structure, as well as a reduction in the number of regions and divisions and a move to a new model of policing. Today's decision will reduce the number of Gardaí and non-operational roles, and we believe it will increase the number of Gardaí, sergeants and inspectors engaged in really critical activity of patrol, investigation and community policing. And when we went out and met local people, Mary, they want to see an increased visible Garda presence, particularly in rural communities where people often feel isolated. We think today's announcement will deliver better policing services to both urban and rural communities. And Mary, I wanted to give an example of the bureaucracy that's currently in existence. I examined two neighbouring divisions next door to each other, and I found 8 administration units between those two divisions, sergeants, Gardaí and Garda staff employed in those administration units. And today gives an opportunity, and this is just one example, to release many of those staff back into frontline roles. So we're pleased with the announcement, but our report in 2015 went a lot further than that, and there was a significant number of recommendations to make the Garda Síochána a better policing service to the communities in Ireland.
So there's more from your report then that you would like to see now introduced?
Yeah, critically, I would say the one that was announced today was the divisional policing model, because that's the important piece that's come out of today. Lots of things the Commissioner said were about the structure, reductions in perhaps senior management posts, but actually a really important part is how services will be delivered locally within those new divisions. We welcome the empowerment of those divisions, but what we want to see is more Gardaí out from behind desks, out of administrative roles, and it's an opportunity to put significant numbers of additional Garda members across every division in Ireland. So I think it's a fantastic opportunity. We felt it should have been done quicker. We fully acknowledge the Garda Commissioner's urgency now to get this done, and we would support the urgency and to be done as soon as possible.
I remember you came into this studio to talk about releasing Gardaí from desk duty and getting them back on the beat when that 2015 report you're talking about came out. But it is a question that came up then, it comes up again now. How do you think Gardaí, who have been desk bound for maybe long parts of their career, how will they feel about, how will, in fact, would they adjust to being told you've got to get back out on the beat?
Mary, we recognise that some individuals may have training needs. Some individuals may have injuries that prevent them going back onto operational patrol. What I would say is they've started to come back out of offices, back onto patrol, so that's a really positive thing. Some might need to be supported in terms of training. For those Garda members that are unable to go back onto an operational patrolling duty, there are other jobs within stations that they can be used that uses their skills and their powers, for example, in some control rooms, potentially on public front counters, but not to have them in administrative roles where they're not using their skills and their powers. There's other things, Mary, like warrant units, drugs units. So their skills in policing can be used if they're not physically fit to go back out on patrol, perhaps because they've been injured on duty.
Another question, and I think it was raised by the president of the Association of Garda Superintendents, Noel Cunningham, on radio earlier when he said these changes reflect what have happened in the UK, and he said it hasn't worked. He said large areas end up pulling resources to the centre. Are they concerns you share? And indeed, you have a big knowledge of what happens in the UK because you were in the Metropolitan Police for 30 years.
I was, Mary. Every policing jurisdiction that surrounds Ireland operates a similar model, a functionality model, which means superintendents are given a particular area which utilises their skills and their abilities. I walked in their shoes, Mary, and I wasn't good at everything, but this gives you an opportunity to put superintendents who are very good around crime investigation into a role that utilises their skills. Some superintendents will be fantastic dealing with local people, and there's a chance here to put them into roles that use their skills. This is about utilising their skills, but on a divisional basis, it means that there's consistency in how units operate. Because at the moment, with separate districts operating within a division, you get inconsistencies in practices, you get superintendents that use people in different ways, and the new model allows people to get the same service, particularly a member of the public. They should be able to walk in to any Garda station in Ireland and receive the same consistent high standard. The UK has much bigger divisions. The UK is slightly different in the context, Mary, because they lost nearly 20,000 police officers. The Garda Síochána are in a unique position now. They're growing. They're growing in Garda members. They're going to get additional support staff, more reserves. So I think it's a great opportunity just to look at the way that they operate, introduce a model that's shown to work in other jurisdictions. It's been piloted in Ireland. There's lots of lessons to be learned from that. I know that when I introduced it in London the last time, my staff would not have gone back to the current model.
Just very quickly and finally, Mark, in terms of you have to eliminate a number of senior managers, do you have to be ruthless now with chief superintendents, superintendents who will not embrace change?
Mary, that's an issue for the Garda Commissioner to deal with. I think the focus needs to be on delivering better policing services, placing more Gardaí on frontline duties, and the issue about how many superintendents and chief superintendents is a matter of organisational management structure, and that's a matter for the Garda Commissioner. But we can't lose sight on this is about delivering better services. I live in rural Ireland. I know local people there would like to see a greater visible presence, and this is about putting people back on patrol.
Okay, Mark Toland of the Garda Inspectorate. Thank